we can all stand. It is a great honor to have Brother Moses and his family here today. Brother Moses has been in town since Wednesday, and his family joined up with him today. But it's so great to have all of them here tonight. And he's going to come. He's going to share a little bit with us, and then we're going to take up a special offering for the work there in Russia. God bless you, Brother Moses.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. You can be seated. Amen. What a privilege it is to be able to speak to you again today. And I just love being in your church. I love being around your pastor. I love being around people that love God. Amen. It's a great privilege to serve the Lord. I want my son to stand. I want my wife to stand. And this is my better half. Please. Thank you. Praise God. You can be seated. Amen. My wife, many years ago, said, "Your people will be my people, and I'll go where you go." But we had no clue that would be Russia. She might not have said yes if she'd have known then. But we have been serving the Lord for 15, going on our 16th year, working in the country of Russia. And I don't know how we got on the topic today, but it was mentioned about people that we know of or have heard of that put a lot of stock. They buy a lot of groceries, and they stock them away, and they're preparing for doomsday. And if you struggle with that, I want to help you tonight, all right? I'm not the Moses of the Old Testament, but I've had two pastors, last deputation and this deputation, that have handed me a staff and for whatever reason asked me to walk to the pulpit with a staff. I'm not that Moses, but he is that God. Amen. And what he did for him, he can do for us. And so I want to share this with you. I don't know if it'll help you or not, but it helps me understand the God that we serve. It says that Moses and the people were in the desert, but what was he going to do with them? They had no way to feed them. There was no McDonald's they were going to pass, no Happy Meals that were going to be passed out. And 2 to 3 million people, that's a lot of people to be responsible for. But according to the quartermaster general of the United States Army, he said Moses would have to have 1,500 tons of food each day. And he would need a train at least 2 miles long to bring that food for one day. That's just one day. And then he would also need about 4,000 tons of firewood. They were in the desert. And they cooked that food, so they would need 4,000 tons of firewood, and they would still need a few more trains, each at least a mile long, to bring that. Everybody say day one. Now, after you've had your meal, you're a little thirsty, you need something to wash it down, and we hear about it. We preach about that rock. That rock was Christ Jesus. We talk about that. 11 million gallons of water. That's what you need just for one day. So you go ahead and stock up your basement. Go ahead and stock up your back room. Go ahead and stock up your... Go ahead. I'm just going to trust God. Amen. I'm just going to trust that God that he's able to do that. You would need a train for that. Just the water, you'd need a train 1,800 miles long. Amen. Just to get the water there for one day. So, again, Russia's a big country. America's, we think, is going in a wrong direction, and it seems that it is. But God is big enough, amen, and he can help us. Praise God. He wants to use us to change our world. And so that's our goal. We're going back to Moscow, going back to the city of Moscow to minister, to reach that country, to reach that city. As I mentioned this morning, in the last 4 years, we've had Chinese that have come into the church. We've had South Africans that have come into the church. We've had Venezuelans come into the church. We've had Filipinos coming to the church. We've had Russians coming to the church. And so we're just thanking God for all those connections that he's giving to us. And we're believing God's going to help us not just to reach Russia. Amen. We've also had a gypsy pastor that has come in and working with us now and reaching into Moldova and other parts of the former Soviet Union. We have Brother Alexander Barone is our regional evangelist, and he is reaching out through all of Russia. I mean, I talk a lot about Moscow. I talk about the church that I'm a part of, but God's much bigger than that. Praise God. As I read about Moses in the Old Testament, he's going to be the God that I need in the New Testament that I'm living in today. He's going to supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Praise God. So we're encouraging you to be a part of that. If you say, well, I can't give, remember what I just said. You say, well, I can't give of myself. Remember what I just said. When we put forth and we step out in faith, when we do what God's asked us to do, when God moves upon us to maybe be a part of the church and it's going to stretch our talents, it's going to stretch our comfort zone. Remember, God is more than enough. Praise God. He'll supply all of our needs. If God moves upon you to help us financially to raise the $25,000 that we need to finish up our projects, just remember, if God's moving upon you, God is more than enough. Amen. He'll supply all your needs. He'll take care of you. It's not just a song, it's reality. Amen. We can trust Him. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor so you can trust Him. I don't know if I can trust you, but I can trust Him. Praise God. You may fail me. I may fail you. But we can put everything into this that we call our walk with God. And God will be faithful. And God will help us. And God will lead us. And God will direct us. Praise God. Again, if you would be interested in helping us, we've just got a few more weeks of deputation. We've raised all of our PIM support. But we have to raise money for evangelism. We have to raise money for Anthony's education. You don't want my poor son being ignorant. See, there's those examples. It just comes out, Brother Grant. We got to get that boy educated. Amen. Stand up again. No, stay down. Praise God. God bless you, Brother Grant. Thank you for the privilege to be here and to share with you what God's doing, going to do and doing in Russia.
Our ushers can come. As Brother Moses was saying, they've raised all of their PIMs, so if you want to know what part PIM is, it's Partners in Missions. We do support them per month. Let's go ahead and pray for this. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. We ask you, Lord, that you would bless this offering. Lord, the monies that are collected here are going to take and help sustain our missionaries, the Moses family, as they travel to the country of Russia. And we ask you, Lord, that you would bless this. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And so education is a big expense for them, and so we want to be able to help them out there. Also, they have seminars. We just had our midwinter camp. We have our family camp. We have our youth camps and all of these things, and as the missions field continues to grow there in Russia, they want to take and be able to have all of the seminars and the things that we're able to have here in the States. They want to have that there, and it gives them a chance to fellowship. Russia is a massively huge country. I think you said this morning it's about twice the size of the United States. So there's a lot of territory that has to be covered. Also, outreach, evangelism takes a lot of funds. All of the information, the tracts and such that we're so used to picking up, all has to be translated into the various Russian, but also the various dialects of all of the countries that make up Russia. And then also their copy and computer equipment. You know, those computer keys have to speak Russian. You know, it's funny. We go and we get a cell phone, and we're used to it because it's English. But, you know, those cell phones, they can be good for any language just by how you set it up. And computers are similar to that, but takes a little bit of getting used to. People have to read my emails if I had to write them in Mandarin Chinese. Who knows what? I don't know why I went there. I have no idea. But anyway, they do need $25,000 as minimum, and we want to be able to take and help them raise these funds so that they can go back. If they don't raise the funds, then they go back what's called just underfunded, and we don't want them to do that. So we're going to have Brother Moses come back, and he's going to preach to us for a bit here. God bless you again. So great to have you and your family here with us.
Yeah, please, if you would. Praise the Lord again. Amen. This is I might need my wife to help me out here. So this is a Matryoshka doll and a nesting doll, and they're Russian tradition, but when you ask the Russians, if they have one, they say, "Well, I think my grandmother has one." But you know, when we're asked to be a part of the church, when we're asked to be a part of the family of God, and sometimes we say, "Well, if I can't be the main person, if I can't be the bishop, if I can't be the pastor, well, then I don't want to be a part." No, no, no. Hey, man, we've got to be a part of the family of God. All right. She's not strong enough. So just because you can't stand behind this pulpit doesn't mean that you can't be a part of the family of God. And when we started Deputation, we needed $55,000. And guess what? Nobody just wrote me a check for $55,000. But as we say in Russian, as you say in English, malo po malo, little by little, that's how you eat an elephant. You don't take it all in one big bite. You have to do it little by little. So again, just because we can't be the big dog doesn't mean we can't be a part of the family of God. And just because you didn't get to write the check for $55,000 doesn't mean that there still isn't a part that you can play. Everybody say, I got to play my part. Turn to your neighbor and say, you got to play your part. Amen. Because there's something that, and as we were talking to your pastor today, and he was telling about all the works that are going on outside of these four walls. Amen. There's a job that needs to be done. Amen. There's a spot that needs to be filled, and only you can do it. Praise God. So again, just because I can't be the big dog, or just because I can't be the top dog, or just because I can't do this or that, does not mean that you've got an excuse to walk out of here and say, well, I guess they don't need me. Oh yes, we need you in the family of God. Amen. My wife's going too fast, or I'm talking too slow. Amen. There's some part that we can play. There's something that we can give. Amen. Just because you can't give the whole $25,000 doesn't mean that you can't give something to the kingdom of God. And I'm not asking for myself. I'm not going over there so that I can live a great big home or in a fancy house or anything like that. We're asking on God's behalf. Amen. This is not our work. This is His work. And this isn't the Moses' work. This is our work as the family of God. Amen. From the very first church I deputized at to the very last church that I'll deputize at, we're gathering not just finances, we're gathering prayer partners. Because there is something you can do. I heard there's going to be a prayer meeting going on here on Friday. And you need to be here. Because it's going to change your life, and it's going to change the life of somebody else. Because there is something that you can do for the kingdom of God. And if you're waiting for this job, well then can I just be honest? Grow up. All right? Start here and let's work our way that way. Praise God. Because there's something that I can be a part of, whether it's passing out a track, whether it's showing up for a prayer meeting, whether it's cleaning a bathroom. Come on now. Anybody feel that? Come on, cleaning the bathrooms, vacuuming a Sunday school classroom, making sure there's no paper on the pews. Amen. Quit looking for excuses why you can't do something for God and start looking for things that you can do for the kingdom of God. Because all of us, every one of us can do something for the kingdom of God. Every one of us, God has got a cause and a purpose for us. Praise God. Amen. We can maybe not write the big check. Maybe we can't write the $30,000, $20,000 check, the $10,000, the $5,000. But we can get down. We ain't got 20s in our pocket. Because you're going to go to the restaurant after service and you'll gladly give it there, right? Oh man, it's getting quiet now. Somebody help the preacher. Praise God. Amen. Somebody here can do something for this church. Amen. Talk to one of these leaders. Talk to somebody here and get involved, because that's going to save your soul. When you become a part, amen, of the family of God, instead of just showing up to be blessed, amen, when you show up to be a blessing, amen, somebody here needs to get involved in the kingdom of God. Somebody here, amen, needs to be a part of what God's doing, whether it's a prayer meeting, whether it's a Bible study, whether it's teaching a Bible study, whether it's just helping out with the van, cleaning the van, something. Somebody needs to be a part of the kingdom of God. Everybody say, I want to be a part. Amen, I want to be a part of this thing. Praise God. One more. And this one here that you can't even see, that's just don't take anything out of the offering, all right? Even turn to your neighbor and say, I want to be a part. Because if we lose one of these pieces, it's no longer worth its full value. Amen. I'm concerned about that when it sits on the table and somebody wants to take it apart. No, no, no. Because if I lose one, amen, if you lose that person next to you, amen, that hurts the family of God. We need, amen, to be a part of the family. Which way do I need to go to get out of the way here? Praise God. Amen. Let's be a part of what God's doing. Amen. Amen. Let's be a part of what God's doing here in Madison. Amen. Talk to somebody and ask them, hey, what can I do to be a part of the family of God? How can I give up myself? How can I give up my talent? How can I do something to see His kingdom come? His will be done. Amen. Praise God. Why don't you clap your hands unto the Lord?
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
If you put it together. Amen. Now, I know that you're not going to be able to watch me and watch my beautiful wife as she puts it all back together, but we got to be doing two things at once or we're going to be here all night. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to turn your attention to a portion of Scripture, but before we go there, I want to tell you something that happened to me the other day. And I was coming from Indianapolis, and I was going to go to southern part of Missouri for a service. And so as I was making my way there, I needed to make a stop at a rest stop area just to stretch my legs. And so I stopped at a rest stop, and I went in there and looked around that place, spent some time in there. While I was in there, I heard a horn honk outside. For whatever reason, I thought to myself, that sounds like my car. Now, I don't know how in the world that I thought that I could pick out my car horn over somebody else's car horn. But I thought, that sounds like my car horn. So while I was in walking around, stretching my legs, I went outside, and to my shock, my van was gone. And I thought, how am I going to finish deputation? I'd just gotten a new credit card because somebody had taken my credit card and tried to use it. And so now my wallet with my credit card in it, my money in it, my Social Security card in it, all that information is in my van, and my van is gone. And I was, I don't know, I can't really explain to you what it felt like. I mean, I just was sick to my stomach almost, because my van's gone. And I get my phone and I'm calling my wife to let her know that somebody's going to have to come and get me. And I don't know how we're going to finish deputation. All my clothes are in the van. And as I'm calling and talking, waiting for my wife to pick up the phone, I make my way around the building and discover that, oh, there's my van. Somebody had gotten in my van, drove it around the other side, and parked it there. No, I went in one door, came out the other door, and did not even realize that. But I'm telling you, that was as real as maybe you were believing me. It was as real could be. I thought for sure that my van was gone. I was going to have to get another van. I was going to have to call the pastors and let them know I'll be there a little later. But it was real. And sometimes we feel like and we think that some things are real, and yet when somebody sits down with us and explains to us more clearly, or we calm down and walk around the building, we'll find out that, hey, maybe it isn't as I thought it was. And I know that we are in an apostolic church, and when I begin to read these scriptures, you'll know for sure what I'm talking about. But then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized. Now, this is not my scripture text for whoever is going to be bringing that up. But then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I was working at a place in Illinois before I was pastoring, and I was witnessing to the person sitting beside me or to anybody that would listen to me. And she said to me one day, the secretary said to me one day, she said, you're really hung up on that Acts 2:38 thing, aren't you? And I said, well, when you look at the Word of God and you begin to understand that the Lord came and he ministered on this earth, and then he was crucified and rose from the dead, and this is where the New Testament church began. Amen. This is where the New Testament church was birthed. Praise God. And so it's everything to me. It's my candy stick, if you want to call it that. It's my crutch. I mean, this is where I find out how I get saved. Praise God. And when we go back into the Old Testament. I love the Old Testament. When I'm reading in the Old Testament and listening to that, how God was so faithful, how God was showed himself so strong in those things. And we read about Moses, and I talked about Moses, and he had that he took those children of Israel out of those, what was it, 400 years of bondage? One of the most strongest nations on the face of the earth. I mean, they ruled. And yet when God took his children out of that place, he utterly destroyed that nation. Amen. He brought them to their knees. And when finally, after the Passover, the death angel came and came over that part of the world, and they lost their firstborn. Then Pharaoh finally said, all right, go. But when they left, they asked the Israelites, the Egyptians for some gold and some silver, and they gave it to them. Amen. Because later they were going to build a temple, and the funds and the money and the jewels and all of that were going to come from their enemy, the one who had held them under captivity. Praise God. We serve an awesome God. Amen. We serve a powerful God. Praise God. 11 million gallons of water. Not one day, not 2 days, not 1 week, not one year. 40 years. Come on, somebody. Get that in your spirit. Get that between your ears. Get an understanding of how good God is. Praise God. And all that he can do. Amen. And then he walks onto the pages of the New Testament, robes himself in flesh. And when we find him in the scriptures, and he's as a babe, and then he's growing. And then in Luke chapter 2, I want to bring you to Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 45. It says, now his parents went to Jerusalem every year, Joseph and Mary, at the feast of the Passover. And when he had when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, they returned. The child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew it not. Now, I got my own ideas, and since my son's here, Jesus was 12, and he was getting ready to be a teenager. So they just left him in Jerusalem. No, that's not it at all. But this is the Feast of the Passover. They're celebrating what God had done for the children of Israel. They're celebrating the great deliverance that God had brought to them. And God manifested in the flesh, this child Jesus. He stays behind, but Mary and Joseph, they don't even know it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolks and their acquaintance. And when they found him, they returned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. Praise God. I don't have a deep thought. Somebody said today, thank you for that simple thought, but yet powerful. That's all I can come up with, is simple thoughts. But here is Mary and Joseph. Here is the mother of the Christ child, and here is Joseph, and they're fulfilling their duty. They're making their journey back into Jerusalem. They've done the feast. They've celebrated what God had done for them, and they went there maybe in a party of several people, and now they're turning around, and they're going back to life. They're going back to home. They're going back to business, and they are supposing that Christ is with them. They're supposing that the child is with him. So what I want to ask you today, are we supposing that the Lord is with us? Or are we possessing the Lord? Amen. Are we supposing what we are doing, what little bit we may be doing, are we supposing, well, God will be okay with that. God will be happy with that. Amen. If I'm showing up on Sunday night, and if I show up maybe every now and then on Wednesday night, maybe that'll be all right. My mother-in-law, she said before she got in the church, she was a C&E Christian. She was Christmas and Easter. And so many of our Russian Orthodox people that we know in Moscow, they don't go to church any other time other than Christmas and Easter, and they're hoping beyond hope. They're supposing that maybe this will be enough. Maybe this will be enough just to appease God. Maybe, you know, because sometimes I think we think that God is our grandfather. It's a whole lot funner being a grandfather, isn't it? Amen. As a father, we've got to be the disciplinary. We got to make sure that things are right and think that they're doing right. But as a grandfather, here, have some candy. You're going home to your mom and dad. Have some Mountain Dew. My friend in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, he said, but they're happy. That's all he cared. They're happy because then they're going to go home to mom and dad. And we do not serve a heavenly grandfather. He's never referred to that in the scriptures as our heavenly grandfather. He is our heavenly father. Amen. And he sometimes has to step in and discipline us. Amen. There are things within the word of God when we open up the word of God and we begin to seek after him. Praise God, because you can find him. They found him. They went back to Jerusalem. There's been people throughout the Old Testament, New Testament, that are seeking the Lord, and he can be found. Amen. He does not want to stay hidden. Amen. He wants to be known in our life. He wants to show himself in our life. He wants to be powerful in our lives. Praise God. But we've got to seek after the Lord. Amen. This is work. Amen. I know it is great when God filled me with the Holy Ghost. It was great when I was baptized in Jesus' name. And I remember that day. I was 14. I'm 55. It's been a long time ago. But I remember that day. I remember how good it felt. And I congratulated this young lady on her baptism. Man, that was awesome. Praise God, to have my sins washed away. Praise God, and God touched my life and God filled me with his spirit. But I'm still on a journey to know him, amen, to have fellowship with him as we talked about this morning. Praise God, to seek him out, to seek his face, amen, to know his power, to know his glory. It's not enough for us as Christians just to suppose that it's okay. I suppose the Lord is with me. I suppose that God is happy with what I'm doing. Amen. This thing is a lifestyle. Amen. This thing is a daily journey. Praise God. Knowing God. Amen. And all that he has to offer us. The blessings of the Lord. Amen. The fellowship of knowing him. Praise God. And having God show up in our life in such a powerful way. I remember the story of Brother Tony Bailey, and he was talking about going to a restaurant one day. He went into that restaurant and he said he noticed right away that there was only one lady in that restaurant, and she was trying to take care of all those customers. And she came and got them and took them to their seat and sat them down. And Brother Bailey went around our fellowship for a while teaching and talking about knowing the Lord and having fellowship with him, seeking his face, getting up early, knowing the Lord. Praise God, having that relationship with God. Why? Amen. Because he wants to bless us. Amen. But he wants us to be a blessing. Amen. He wants to bless us, but he wants to use us to touch a life, to minister to somebody, to let them know that he's still alive and well. Praise God. And so in that restaurant, that lady finally got to them. And she said to them, I'm sorry, but you're just not going to get good service today. She said, I'm the only one here, and I don't feel well, and I'm sorry, but you're not going to get good service today. And how many of us would have maybe said, well, bless God, I'll just go somewhere else. But Brother Bailey said, can I pray for you? Here's the difference between seeking the Lord and supposing. Praise God. And here's an opportunity to be a blessing to somebody. Instead of always wondering, hey man, bless me, give to me, help me. And Brother Bailey said, can I pray for you? And in that busy restaurant, he took her hand. And I know as apostolic, sometimes we think we got to yell it into them. We got to shake it into them. We got to give them a headache. So God can heal him of the headache. But he just took her hand in that restaurant and he said, Father, in the name of Jesus. And he said, that's as far as I got. He said she pulled her hand out of mine. She put her hand to her cheek and she said, "It's gone. It's gone. The abscess tooth, the pain is gone." Brother Bailey said, "I got the best service I ever got and free dessert." Amen. There are those of us, I want to challenge you to move beyond just showing up for church. Move beyond just being blessed on a Sunday morning. Move beyond by just being blessed by a Sunday night, but to seek His face. Amen. To seek Him out. Amen. It's not enough. They looked for Him. The Bible says they looked for Him among their relatives. They looked for Him among their acquaintances, but they couldn't find Him. We've got to find Him for ourselves. Praise God. We got to know Him for ourselves. Amen. We got to possess this thing for ourselves. We got to know that the Lord is good for us. Praise God. The psalmist said, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the laws of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways." Blessed are they, verse 2 said, that keep His testimonies, that seek Him. Praise God, with their whole hearts. That seek Him. Amen. With their whole heart. Amen. They're not just thinking this is good enough. I got some goosebumps on the back of my neck. But they're seeking Him. They want to know Him. Thou hast commanded us in verse 5 to keep Thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep His statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all Thy commandments. Verse 7 says, "I will praise Thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned Thy righteous judgments. I will keep Thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly." I want to know Him, church. Praise God. I want to know, amen, that when we get off the plane, amen, in Moscow, Russia, that I know that He's with me. I want to know, praise God, when I meet somebody on the street, that I know that He is with me, that He is by my side, amen. He is within my being, amen. That I know Him enough, praise God, that when I open up my mouth to minister, it won't be just cute sayings that I've thought of, but that God will be using me, amen, and letting His Spirit flow through me. Praise God. To know Him, to seek after Him, to seek His face. Praise God. With my whole heart, He says again in verse 10, with my whole heart have I sought Thee. Oh, let me not wander from Thy commandments. Praise God. I know that when I got in the church, I thought the Lord was going to come before I got my driver's license. And then I got my driver's license. I thought, well, surely the Lord's going to come before I get married. And then I got married. And then we started a church in Marshall, Illinois in 1995. A few years later, we had Brother Baxter come. And he convinced me that the Lord was coming. Brother Urban Baxter convinced me the Lord's coming within 3.5 years. Why in the world am I going to Russia? The Lord's coming in 3.5 years. 16 years later, the Lord hasn't come. But I still believe with all of my heart, praise God, that the Lord is coming. Amen. And He is coming for a people, a church that has made theirself ready. Amen. They've sought His face. Praise God. I don't want it to be like it was at that rest stop where I went in one door and came out the other door and thought for sure my van was gone. I don't want to wake up one day, praise God, and realize that it's not a joke. It's not a mistake. The Lord has come and I've missed it. I don't want that to happen in my life. Praise God. This is not a dress rehearsal, as my pastor used to say. I've got to know the Lord. Amen. I've got to have this Holy Ghost that we talked about in the book of Acts. I've got to have that in my life. Amen. And it's not a one-time experience. It's a daily experience. Praise God. To be blessed of the Lord on a daily basis. Amen. To know the Lord on a daily basis. Praise God. Not just supposing that, well, I guess my mom's religion is good enough. I guess grandma's religion is good enough. I guess the bishop's religion is good enough. Maybe if I'm hanging out close enough to him, maybe I'll make it. No. I've got to know this thing for myself. I've got to seek Him with my whole heart. Even Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against Thee. Blessed art Thou, O Lord. Teach me Thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all Thy judgments. Praise God. I have rejoiced in the ways of Thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in Thy precepts and have respect unto Thy ways. I will delight myself, praise God, in Thy statutes. Praise God. The first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came looking for the Lord, and she found him. Others in the New Testament came looking for the Lord, and they found him. Today, if you're looking for something to satisfy, amen, that emptiness in your spirit, amen, it's Jesus. Praise God. It's this God of the Old Testament that robed himself in flesh in the New Testament, died on the cross for you and I, that we might have life, and that more abundantly. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I think the Lord has been speaking to me for the last several months about not just life. I enjoy living for God. As I told you this morning, I'm from small town Toledo, Illinois. The fact that God would take me out of, and again, I would have been happy to live there and serve God there. So it's not where we're located. But I'm just saying what God has done in my life, the things that I've seen, the places that God has taken me. Amen. I don't deserve His goodness. Praise God. But I believe with all of my heart, it stems from that statement I made this morning that I decided when I was 14, I'm in this thing for the long haul. Amen. I want to see His face. Praise God. Amen. I don't want to sing just another song about heaven. I want to go there. Praise God. I don't want to just be blessed in this earthen vessel. Amen. I want to hear that trumpet sound. I want to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. I want to experience what it's like to be raptured. Oh, hallelujah. And that's not going to happen in my life. That's not going to happen in your life. If we're just supposing that a little bit is enough, a little bit here, a little bit there. But when we seek Him with our whole heart, we seek Him with all that's in us, amen, we will find Him. Praise God. Would you stand with me? Praise God. Praise God. Would you raise your hands and just love the Lord? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Amen. They thought, Bible says in Luke chapter 2, they thought that He was with them. Amen. They made a day's journey. And then they realized He was not. Amen. I don't want us as a church. I don't want you as my brother or you as my sister in the Lord. I don't want you to go another day thinking, well, no, I've not been baptized, but I'm not doing the things I used to do. I suppose that'd be good enough. No, 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 folks. That's why you're here. That's why God's put all these people in your life. Amen. Because it isn't enough. Amen. You've got to be baptized in His name. You've got to go down in that watery grave. You've got to repent of your sins. It doesn't matter if you're better than the person sitting next to you. It doesn't matter if you're better than the person you work next to. Well, I suppose I'm better than Joe. I guess I don't know anybody named Joe here tonight. I guess I'm so better than Sally. And again, I don't know anybody named Sally here tonight. No, no, no. I've got to know. And His Word says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Thank God that we have men and women, amen, that have helped us to understand that. Praise God. I'd like for the altar team to come forward. I'd like for us to, as a church, as a body of people here tonight, to settle this thing again. Amen. You say, well, we were all in the altar this morning. It's okay. I need to be in the altar every time there's an altar call. Amen. But let's settle this. Praise God. I'm going to seek the Lord. Tomorrow when I get up, I'm going to seek His face. Because I'm going to find Him. Amen. I'm going to find Him. Amen. He's going to be there. He's going to touch me. He's going to strengthen me. He's going to bless me. He's going to help me. Praise God. I don't want to go through another day thinking, well, I guess it's okay. I guess I'm okay. I want to know. I want to leave this place knowing the Lord is with me. So I'm asking you to come and join around this altar. Put your hands up in the air. Call upon the name of the Lord. Bless His holy name.